Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
This is Ryan with Belhaven University, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Madeline Patrick.
We're here at the International Christian Film Festival, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Madeline Patrick.
To Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Take it away, Dawn.
Hi, Peter Blake, and this is our hour that we have that we are syndicated on the Starcom Network.
Very cool.
We are 2 hours, you know, 6 to 8 here in Tampa, Clearwater, all over the world. We want to thank you for our fans on Starcom as well and Tan Talk Radio. Well, Peter, my hour is the power hour here with Hollywood Connections. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz. We don't promise anything. We open the door of opportunity for you to be discovered. And the great opportunity is I want you to hear some amazing casting directors that I just interviewed at the Sunscreen Film Festival. Now, if you'd like to be a reporter for me, I'm actually interviewing and casting right now. And you can go to hollywoodconnections.biz or email me at drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com or call 727-871-7788. In the meantime, Peter, let's go to the interview with one of the casting directors, and we'll be right back. Enjoy. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM and four other stations, but we just went syndicated on 47 other stations. And I am here with, I've heard more about you. My show is called Hollywood Connections. I have so many people on my show, like Ellen Jacoby, Lori Wyman from the Miami area.
Great. I love Ellen.
And you are here.
Of course.
And you are Rosen.
I am Rosen, yes.
Yes. That was close. And so now you are casting in this whole area in St. Petersburg, Florida, Tampa?
Yeah, all over the country, really. I do a lot of reality TV and a lot of commercials and all kinds of things.
How can I get you over to my radio show for an hour show on you? We're local in Clearwater.
Just call me.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's a little slow in the summer. We're happy to do it.
I would love it.
You're darling.
So you're
on 106.1
FM, and we have been on the air for 2 years. And so we have a lot of celebrities. We have actually, Steven Seagal is going to be on next month. Steven actually has a new single out.
Oh, that's great.
We just had Kirstie Alley on. We had Kelly Preston last week. So they're coming.
And I hear Christy's here tonight, right?
Her too.
Yes. That's good.
You know, it's really funny.
We have a special guest at our Women in Film brunch on Saturday, but it's sold out. But we do have a special guest. We have a lot of special guests, actually. And I'll be on the panel there with some other great people.
Oh, my gosh. So where can people send photos and, with their agents on? And
best thing to do with me is like me on Facebook, Casting by Rose Rosen. Like that on Facebook all day long, because I put out, if I'm looking for real people, then that's where I put it. But in general, you're going to want a talent agent to get in touch with me if you're a professional talent. And every one of these agents in Central Florida are great. Go on the SAG-AFTRA website. And they will absolutely, any of those agents are terrific.
We just had Paul Levine, Famous Faces. He loves our show. And he said, you know what, if somebody doesn't have an agent and they're really good, we'll sign them. So, there we go. That's just an opportunity. But I love this because I'm here for people like this beautiful lady, because people have been taken in show business. I'll tell you, I've worked for everybody, and trust me, I have.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back. But, the thing is, I've noticed that it's the connections, it's the film festivals, it's getting noticed out there.
It's really getting out there, letting your name get out there, letting your face get out there. If you don't have an agent, use your social media. It's amazing how everything is so accessible now, not like it used to be. It's really a new age, and you guys can be in charge of your own career. You can make YouTube videos. It's a wonderful age for.
We're going to do a really good documentary on you. And I know not just because of Florida, because we have a lot of people watching worldwide, LA, Vegas, all over, because, you know, if you're casting all over, they're going to call in and ask questions. And it's such a delight. This is what I'm so surprised about. I never knew who's going to be here. And this is, to me, it tickles my heart because I love to help people.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much. And my agent is Famous Faces, too.
That's good.
We'll keep in touch. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Excited. I mean, this is why I'm here, because of a lady like this behind me. She is the guru of casting, and I'm so impressed. Bobby Hill Casting, and Bobby Hill is with me. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
Great. Wonderful. It's an awesome night.
I know. So, Bobby Hill Casting, where can people go to your website and email their photos? Because Hollywood Connections, that's what I do. I help you get to people like Bobby Hill. I'm just an open door, like a platform to say, here you go, and there you are.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Bobby, yes, Bobby's spelled with an I. Bobby Hill Casting Agent. .com.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's under new construction because I got hacked.
Okay.
But they can at least get on it, and then once the new one's up, it'll transfer over. So.
Bobby, a lot of people ask me, are there a lot of filming going on here and things that you've done? What are the past things that you've done as well?
Oh, goodness. I've been doing this for 35 years. I've done a lot. I'm just wrapping up a web series that I'm doing over in Orlando. I'm also doing several commercials. There's a big commercial being aired right now, which is the Stanley Steamer.
Okay.
And we had like a 50-piece band and 60 extras and seven principals, so it was a big. I've also got a couple films in the work. I've done several films. It's been... I can't hardly remember them. Last year or the year before, American Hostage won an award here, and I did all the casting for that.
Amazing.
So I've done several TV shows, Walk on Water, Condo Cops. I've done several reality shows, but they've all gone to L.A. They didn't stay here, unfortunately.
Right.
But, I mean, I just go. Whatever comes my way, I just jump in and do it. I try to get the best talent that we have here in Florida, and I also bring other talent in from out of state. So they need to come to Florida and let us cast them.
I have so many talents on my show that say, where can I send my headshots and resumes? So you're all on social media.
Yes.
Bobby Hill Casting, your website?
Yes, and it's Bobby with an I, Bobby Hill Casting Agent. Okay.
Okay.
Or look for Bobby Hill on Facebook. B-O-B-B-I Hill.
Yeah. That's right.
They can't miss me because I have three of them.
I know. You know what's super cool? We have to get you on and do a documentary on my show.
Would love to.
Do you know why? Because I want to find out how you started. What made you inspire when you were an actress yourself? You all have to stay tuned because you have to tune into 106.1 FM if you want to hear the rest of the story, right?
I'll give them a little tidbit. I'm from Las Vegas. That's where I started.
Wow. So that's where our station owner started as well, with Tan Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I love Vegas. We're going to come back with Bobby Hill on my show soon. Are you open pretty soon on a Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah. I'll look at my calendar and see what I can set up.
That would be super cool, and that's why I'm here, because women like this that empower the talent and empower the area, I think it's such a blessing, and I'm super excited. This is what makes me go, and I just want to thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Your show's great.
Thank you. It's growing fast. We'll be back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM and 47 other stations. Okay, so our guests have arrived. In the meantime, I met David White, Peter Blake, and that's an applause for our guest that just came. And I met David White that was in the movie God's Not Dead at the Christian Film Festival with Marty. And I had just a really quick brief interview with him. But he definitely said he'll come on the air with us and gave me the contact information, which is super cool. In the meantime, you know what I'd like to do, Peter, is Steven Seagal is probably watching again because Vic, his record label, we've been playing his music. If you love Steven Seagal, in the action-packed movies that he's in, do you know that he's a blues singer? And I had to download this already too. I have the download song, so I hope you do as well. Support. Let's go to Steven Seagal's new song. Enjoy Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, Power 106.1 FM. That's for you. And we're back, and this is Tantalk Radio Network. Go to tantalknetwork.com. See us live, the two-hour special that we have, and also the StarCom Network. We want to thank Ed over there as well. So in the meantime, let's put Janae on real quick. I know I had her. She's one of our new reporters, and she's our Hollywood reporter. And are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. You're live on the air on all these stations on the syndicated. So are you super excited to be one of our reporters again?
Yes, ma'am. It was super exciting last time, and I just had to take some time off to figure out what I really needed to get done and helping myself get better. And then I messaged you, and I'm just glad to be back and doing things that I love.
That's right. And we're going to have you interview as well. I want you to stay on the line for a second because I may have you pop into and ask some questions, so don't go anywhere. Adrian, the dealmaker from Las Vegas, Nevada, on the Syndicated Hour, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. Well, I want you to listen to what's happening here in the house. I've got these special guests from Deborah from CVFProductions.com. And Peter, let's play that one song I was telling you about. And this is going to be the story theme that we're going to talk about in just a minute and introduce these guys and what happened in their life, who his mother worked with, was one of my icon movie stars and history historian. But he's got a movie coming up, but he also has something. But let's play this music and let's see who we're going to talk about this hour. I think, Peter, you got it? Okay, I think he's working on it. And go to HollywoodConnections.biz if you want to learn about me. Hey, we're going to hear this. Listen to this song.
Glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expense.
Keep it going, Peter.
Jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's. Cartier. Black Star. Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I play that a little longer, but you know, the hint is introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are.
Hi, my name is Joey Pepitone.
Hi, Joey. Thank you so much for being here. And what a coincidence. We bumped into each other the other day.
Yeah.
I know. So your mother was, would you say, the assistant to Marilyn Monroe?
Well, she was. She worked her way up to that. But what had she start out with working as a domestic person?
Uh-huh.
And she worked her way up to be a wardrobe. She was with. She actually became her wardrobe lady.
Wow!
And while she was in New York City, and then from there, Marilyn took her to California with her on several trips, and she was there helping her with her wardrobe there.
Well, you know what impressed me when we were talking? You said there's a book on Amazon or eBay, and actually I ordered the book. Like I said, I didn't do the Prime because I'm new on Amazon. I'm an eBay person, but now I'm Amazon. So it's coming any day, and I want to come back with you as well because this is kind of a introductory. Peter, did you ever like Marilyn Monroe? Do you ever watch her movies?
I've never seen her movies, but of course, you know, I've seen the scene and everything like that. The famous scene that everybody talks about. But yeah, you know, I've never seen any movies. Maybe I should watch.
Yeah, you have to some, yes.
The one with the dress that blows up.
She was only one of the icons of the of that age. What, the
60s? She still is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She still is to this day.
So many movie memorabilia all over. Now, you said you were a kid that you were, you used to hang out at her house.
Yeah, we were, my brother and I have a brother named Johnny. And we go to her house every afternoon. We were going to Catholic school at the time. And my mom, I'll start back from the beginning if that's okay with you. My mom went to an employment agency seeking a job.
Mm-hmm.
And this employment agency told her that we have someone that you might be interested in working for because she was married at one time to an Italian superstar baseball player.
Okay.
And my mom had no idea about baseball at the time.
Huh.
It was funny, but when my mom found out it was Joe DiMaggio, she had no idea who Joe DiMaggio was.
Wow.
Coming from Italy, you know, she didn't know.
Right.
But my father knew who Joe DiMaggio was. So when they told my mom, we're going to send you for an interview at 444 East 57th Street, up to the 13th floor, she went. And she was very nervous and, you know, just sweating and kind of wondering what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So when her secretary, Marilyn's secretary, came out to meet my mom for the first time. She interviewed her, and she said, "Hi, my name is May Reese. I'm Marilyn Monroe's secretary." My mom says, "Marilyn who?" She said, "Marilyn Monroe." My mom says, "You got to be kidding me." So my mom had no idea she was going up to interview with Marilyn Monroe.
Wow. That is super cool. You know, though, so people want to buy the book as well. This book that she wrote.
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's called Marilyn Monroe's Confidential. Mm-hmm. It was published by Simon & Schuster. Co-author was Bill Stadium. And it was published back in 1979, 1980. And it ran for a good year and a half. Mm-hmm. And it came out in paperback as well. It sold out in paperback, three volumes.
Wow. So your mom wrote the whole thing?
Well, her and Bill Stadium, yes.
Wow. And so how old was she when she passed about?
She passed away, it'll be June 6th. It'll be coming up very shortly here. It'll be a 6th anniversary of her death.
Okay, and how old was she?
She was 86.
86, yeah. Wow. So what was the Memory Makers? And I know we had some callers calling in as well. I think you had some people from West Palm calling in today. Do we have any callers yet? How are we doing?
We got the Dealmaker on the line, and we got one of your reporters on the line, of course.
We do. Okay, I'm going to put Janae on real quick. But the Dealmaker, what do you think of this? He is in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, they said the name is May Reese, so the first question is, she related to you, Don Reese?
No.
Well, actually, my name is because when I went through my divorce a long time ago, I cut my name in half, so it's a half of a name. It's
a
really
half
true.
Of a name?
I'll tell you that later on off air. But everybody knows me as Reese now, but actually now I'm married to a wonderful man named Bert Arnold. So I'm an Arnold that means fly like an eagle. Right, Bert? He's listening.
Well, you know, in answering your question, evidently you're saying you're not related to May Reese. Is that correct?
No, I have more to my last name. But when, you know, I went to comedy school after my last divorce. So I learned how to cut my name in half. I did.
So you brought jokes with you.
I did, actually. Pauly Shore's sister. I want to thank her so much. Yes, sandyshore.com. Check her out. Yes, but in the meantime, this is a syndicated hour. So this man, actually, his mother worked with Marilyn Monroe when he was a child. He used to hang out at her house. So Adrian, say hi to Joe E.
Hello, Joe, and I'm amazed that Peter doesn't know much about Marilyn Monroe. She's a cute blonde, Peter.
Oh, I know about Marilyn Monroe. I've just never seen her movies. She asked me straight up.
That's amazing that you're going to tell me you've never seen any of Marilyn Monroe's movies.
I've never seen them.
How can this be?
I know. It's crazy, right?
Well, you a spy or something?
No. It all goes back to Russia with you, doesn't it?
Well, you know what?
I know Joe DiMaggio.
You never saw one Marilyn Monroe movie?
Not
one. Well, guess what? Since we are on time limit here, Peter has homework. He'll watch one on Netflix before
I'm going to watch them all, okay? Just for you. Then I'm going to do a book report.
Thank you. Actually, we have a book report. Actually, one of my reporters.
My gosh.
Hold on, Adrian. One of my reporters in California just ordered the book. She's going to call in as well. And so also, introduce who's in the studio with us. You brought some friends along with you.
Yeah, I have Elaine, and we have Richie, and we have Kathy. They're my cousins.
Okay. Very nice to meet you. And take the microphone over here. Where are you from? You're one of his cousins. You're actually going live on the air. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Good. Are you visiting or do you live here?
No, we moved here.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Joey. So you also have a movie that might happen. Can I announce that?
We're in the process of making a movie. Actually, I spoke to the producer today. His name is John McClurge. He's out in California. And he said that if we needed him to call in, he can call in if you want him to call in. He'll let you know a little bit particular about it if we have time later on. If not, we can always do it at another day.
Oh, sure. Actually, we do have a little bit of time. I kind of rearranged some people and some guests today, so that's no problem. And I know we have a couple people calling in. We're going to take a quick commercial break on the soap opera stars coming up. Sure. And let's get in touch with your producer. Okay. And we'll be right back. I think this is Samantha's friends calling in real quick. And we're going to play her commercial. And we're excited. We're going to bring you back after I read the book, Joey, on some things. I think this is a great segment. People may have some questions.
Sure.
And are you having fun? Is this the first time on the air?
First time, yes.
Oh, very super cool. You're like only on.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Adrian.
I have 50 movies that might happen.
I know you do. He is the deal maker. I know. He is. And Janae, our reporter, do you have a question for anybody that is on the air with us? You're live on 47 stations tonight.
Woo, that's a little nerve-wracking.
Well, keep it going. Let's go.
So I was just going to ask him what got him into it, what made him love it so much now that he's just got such a big passion for writing.
Okay, who are you asking this question for?
The one, I can't remember his name, he just said he wants to film like 50 movies now.
Okay, here's what I need you to do, Janae. I need you to say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, Adrian, and ask Adrian. All right, we're going to give it live on the air. Here we go.
All right.
Action, 3, 2, 1.
All right, reporting for Hollywood Connections, this is for Adrian. I'd like to ask you, what got you into film so much, and what made you love it so much that made it such a big passion for you?
Money.
That can do it.
Somebody paid me to connect someone who needed money, and when the check came, it was, you know, pretty nice-looking check. And when I looked at it, I said, is this correct? And they said, yeah, that's correct. I says, okay, I'm financing films now.
Okay. That's awesome.
The bottom line, money.
Okay, and by the way, while Peter is working on the phone, Janae, we're going to thank you for calling. We got to keep the phone lines open. We expect some great things and opportunities in her life and being one of our Hollywood reporters.
We're
live on the air. 1 second. So, Peter, let's go to that one song. Okay. Well, he's actually calling his producer.
John's listening. He's listening. Right. He's listening to the telecast.
We're going right back to.
So they want to talk to you, John, and ask you a couple of questions.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
Okay, so we're back about the Marilyn Monroe Hour here with Joe. Give everyone your last name.
Pepitone.
Yeah, somebody just texted me. Did you work with the Yankees? And I said no.
Nope.
But you are working in production with CVF Productions.
Yes, ma'am.
And just to reiterate everything, that your mother actually worked with Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
And there's a book out we were talking about. Now, you just told me about the song that we played. What was in your heart that you wanted to say?
My mom, when she got the song... Marilyn dedicated the song to Joe DiMaggio, mm-hmm. who Marilyn was about to get involved with again for the second time after she had divorced Arthur Miller.
Okay.
And when she gave this, she made the song, she gave the first one of the first copies to my mom.
Wow.
So my mom came home happy and delighted singing the song over and over and over again.
Aww.
And I'm like, Mom, what are you singing? You know, so she played the record on the old 45. She gave her a 45.
Right.
And she gave it to her and she was singing it all over the apartment and singing and singing and kept on singing it. So
wow.
It was just exciting at that time.
Well, we have your producer on the phone. Do you want to introduce him from Los Angeles, California?
Sure, sure. This is John McClurge out in Hollywood. John, how you doing?
Hello.
Great.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Hi, welcome to the show. Actually, I'm glad you called in. You know, my old office used to be on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building over there. and did a lot of production work as well. And tell us what you do in Hollywood, California.
Well, right now we're working on this project that Joy was telling you about, and having known his mom for, you know, practically 30 years, we're really excited about where it's going right now.
Super cool. Now, are you going to be shooting this in Los Angeles or Florida or all over New York, or what is
well,
your...
to be honest with you, we have interest from Italy and from Mexico and domestically from a production company and a couple of high-profile directors. So what we're trying to do right now is determine, one would like to take it into a TV series. And Joey didn't mention that his mom used to cook for Marilyn, but not only for her, but for many celebrities that came over and had dinner with her. Billy Wilder, Tony Curtis, you know, of course, Joe DiMaggio, Frank Sinatra. So we came up with the thought that the recipes that go with the stories would call it Marilyn's Favorite Dishes.
Ooh, so can we ask, can you give us a hint what her favorite dish was?
Lasagna.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the day Marilyn died, she called Lena and asked her to make her favorite lasagna because she was coming back for a big to-do with it.
Wow. Wow. Now, you know, I heard she had some pets, right? What was her favorite dog that she had? And you were saying, what was the name today we talked about?
Muffy.
Muffy. That was her,
It was a Bichon.
A Bichon she had?
White Bichon.
Okay. Was it a girl or boy? Do you know if it's just Muffy?
I think it was a boy.
A boy. Okay. Did she have any other pets?
That I know of. I never saw any other pets other than Muffy because we played with him every time we used to go to the apartment. She had a big, giant, plush, white carpet in her apartment. Her apartment was the whole entire 13th floor of 444 East 57th Street.
Wow. How does Muffy, I have a Bichon. How do you keep a white carpet that carpet?
I don't know, but she used to sleep with the dog when nobody was sleeping there. And every time Marilyn would get up when we were kids, of course, she would cover herself with a robe. But my mom told me the first interview she had with Marilyn, Marilyn had a satin sheet wrapped around her with a martini in her hand, and she interviewed her.
Interesting. Now, your producer friend that's on the air, will you be looking for a Marilyn type, or what kind of casting will you be doing, or do you already have your casting, or is it a documentary? Give us some insight.
Well, again, because we have varied interests, we want to kind of narrow it down to who's going to actually distribute the picture. And we're also looking at a potential TV series, like I said, with the different recipes that we can put a recipe a week with a different storyline. Things that, like Joey was saying, Marilyn used to be more than just, Lena's employer. She was a friend to them. She'd, mm-hmm. you know, go down and play stickball with them. She would pick them up from school in the limo. I mean, she was more like a buddy to them than she was a Marilyn Monroe.
Well, while I have you on the phone, I have a surprise for you, too. The deal maker, a good friend of ours, Adrian Taylor, is on the phone, and he cuts deals and million-dollar movies and so forth. I want you to meet Adrian Taylor from Las Vegas, Nevada. This might be a good connect for all three of you. Adrian, say hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Adrian. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
So, Adrian, tell them what you do.
We finance movies. We finance golf courses, sports teams.
Wow.
I sit in the money box. People tell me, oh, we need money for this and that. And we try to make the match, and we charge a little fee.
Wow, you guys got connect. I think that's a good connect. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, hey, Adrian, let's do it, man. That's what I say, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
let's do it. If you're in need and your movie needs money, you come to us, and we try to work it out. We're getting money out of China now.
There you go, John.
Hey, wait, there's a part for the Marilyn movie for me. Where do I fit in? Anywhere? Reporter?
Yes, you fit in by giving them a bill and telling them pay Don. There you go.
I like that. No, you two really have to seriously hook up, you know, and really Hollywood Connections, we open the door for talent. That's what the show is about. We have producers. We have casting directors. We have talent worldwide. I have reporters. We just did two major film festivals, everybody, you know, on Sunscreen Film Festival. And we just did Christian Film Festival with over probably 100 film directors.
Great.
It was amazing. You know,
I was telling John out in California that if this movie gets made, I'd like to have the reception here in Florida down in the Tampa Bay area.
Ooh, that would be super cool.
Yeah.
And you got CVF Productions to tape that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. They could do that.
Yeah.
Dawn has a boat you can rent, too, you know.
I there do. You go. I have a 37-foot Endeavor sailboat. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
We can do
give
that.
Give them the bill, Dawn. Give them the bill.
There you go.
No, I want a part in the movie. Somehow, John, how do we do that?
You could be May Reese. That's all.
I could.
You could
I
be
could.
Her secretary.
I could.
No, May Reese wasn't the nice one. Pat Newcomb was the nice one.
Yeah.
Ah. So, Joe, what else have you produced in Los Angeles? What is your background?
I did a children's pilot, and I basically started out as a photographer, videographer, editor, and then just started getting into some of the odds and ends of production.
Wow. Now, how did you and Joey meet?
Well, we met he said he's known my mom for over 30 years.
Wow. Wow.
So we go back a long way, John and I, when he knew my mom from over 30 years ago, and they just hooked up from a cordial friend that introduced them.
Right.
And that friend was Frank Iandolino.
Okay. That's really interesting, Joe.
Actually, we go back a little further than that.
Yeah.
Rudy La Scala is a world-class musician out of Venezuela. He launched Marie Cachita Alonso's career with the first two albums.
Ooh. Very
cool. And he and I were meeting with the producer, and there was this, you know, young lady cooking over the stove and talking about Marilyn Monroe. And my opinion was, Marilyn Monroe, I thought at that point, had killed herself. Well, come to find out, it was Lena Pepitone, and she had so much to tell me. And we became fast friends. And the next thing you know, we're working on, and we met Frank Iandolino probably about 4 or 5 years into our relationship. And Frank Iandolino made an effort to try to get a picture done.
Hmm.
And then where we are today.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right. I'm working with Charlie Iandolino, his wife. She lives up in Flagler Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I are putting together, she's helping me put together my book that I want to continue on the story as a child. My brother and I had grown up with Marilyn, so we're putting this together, and hopefully we'll have a publisher for this book.
Well, you know, we have another show, too, which is good for you to be on, and that is Patsy with Joy on Paper on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I need to connect you with her. She knows everything about publishing.
Patsy.
And, yeah, Patsy with a Z, and we'll have to get you on her show as well, because she'll go, oh, my God, that's what she does, you know?
Good.
She's in that entertainment arena.
Okay,
right, Peter?
Looking forward to that. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how are we doing with calls real quick? Is Samantha back on real quick? Hold on.
No, but Denise is.
Denise, let's get Denise on. I'm not sure. Oh, Denise, she's calling from Los Angeles to say hello. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, are you still in Hollywood, California?
Yes, I am.
Well, I have a gentleman named Joe on the phone. No, Joe, John.
John McClurge.
John, I have a reporter that's out there acting right now. Can I set up a sit-down interview with you and her?
Absolutely.
Very super cool. So I'll make sure that I give that to Joey. That's what I do. And Denise, what are you doing out there? Are you taking acting lessons?
Yes, I'm taking my acting class here in L.A.
And who are you?
And
who are you taking it from? Who's your teacher out there?
With Dallas Lovato, which is Demi Lovato's sister. She's my acting.
I've known her for years.
Wow, John.
Yeah.
Super.
And I used to do photography for a school that she went to.
Oh, is that a story?
Oh, cool.
Ooh. Well,
Miley Cyrus' sister was also out there, her brother.
Very cool.
A number of showbiz kids have been out.
Wow.
That was what I kind of featured in. And
wow. Well, I'm going to hook you up with him. We want to thank you for calling in. We don't have time to play the music because I just got your message. But we'll do that next week. We want to thank you. And she is one of our top reporters out there and about. And then also, thank you for calling in. And then
thank
we're waiting on Samantha's friends to call in as well. I know there's a big soap opera event that we have to give a shout out to. So, John, that's super cool. And I thank you for your time to do that. And then we can audio airplay that because she's our Spanish reporter as well. So we're super excited about that.
So, Dawn?
Yes, Adrian.
John is the producer. He's the producer of this movie. Is that correct?
John, are you there?
Yes, I'm.
You're the producer?
Somebody bigger and better takes it over for me.
Okay, so he's the producer, and you want to act, so you make your deal with the producer, Dawn.
There we go.
And then so you just go directly to him, and he says, after you guys chat and have a lunch or something, then he says, listen, I like you, Dawn, you're charming, and then you just work out the deal, and you're in the movie.
It's no fuss, no muss.
There we go. We never know, you know?
That's how the deal is made. And then you say a deal is made, you order wine, you toast, and it's done.
Voila. That's the deal maker. Well, in the meantime, everybody hold on. I have another treat for you, John. This might be a blessing as well. I have Rita King. She's popping on to say hello for a minute. We have 10 minutes left on the show.
Rita King
is B.B. King's daughter. So, Joe, what would you like to say to Rita King?
Hello, Rita. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Don?
I'm doing.
I'm good. That's Joey. We're talking about Meryl.
I'm sorry, Joey.
We're talking on the syndicated hour on the 47 stations on the Starcom network about Marilyn Monroe's life. And Joey was actually brought up, you know, his mother worked for Marilyn. And what a great story. There's a book and everything. And the producer's on the phone with us. Do you have a question for Joey, Rita?
Was your mom working for Marilyn? How was it being in? What was it like being in her presence?
Well, at the age of 8 years old, I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But at the age of 66, I could tell you now. I wish I was back there.
Yeah, but I'm sure she was a beautiful lady, and you just fell in love with the beauty of her beauty.
She really was. She treated my brother and I like you can't imagine, like we were her own kids. Every time that she would see us, we come into the apartment. When the chauffeur limousine picked us up at school, brought us back to the apartment, the doorman would bring us up on the elevator, open up the elevator door to the 13th floor. We walk in, and my mom was there, of course. We walk in. We had to be on our best behavior, of course. But when Marilyn came out to see us, she had open arms, kissed us like she was an aunt. You know, and she that rosy red lipstick, I'll never forget. She kissed me on my right cheek, and I used to, smear it off like, you know, hi, boys, and stuff like that. And, you know, what do you guys want to do? And Muffy wants to play with you guys. So that white baby grand piano that she had, we'll never forget that, because that big, beautiful white baby grand piano with that white plush carpeting rug that she had, we couldn't tell if it was the dog on the carpet or if it was the carpet. So it was just... We had a wonderful time with Marilyn. We really did. Growing up, for the few years that we spent with her, going to Arthur Miller's ranch for the first time was an exciting thing for us. We never spent time in the country at all because we were city kids. So we never knew what the country was all about.
Wow. Well, also, John, Rita King is B.B. King's daughter, and she has a minute here to promote her book. We're going to have her call back because I know we only have a few minutes left that we have to get everything in. Rita, talk about your book, where it's going to be at, and people can buy it.
Okay, the book was just released last night, yay, and it's called Messages from My Sister, God is Our Source and Our Supplier, available on Amazon for $9.99.
That's right, and anyone that buys that book, I need you to get in touch with me at hollywoodconnections.biz, and you can maybe interview Rita live on the air. I think it's a great opportunity, and we're super excited about that, Rita.
Oh, I'm excited as well.
Awesome. Okay, that is Rita King. Rita, thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to get back to the show. We're going to have you call in next week as well.
Okay, thank you very much. On the radio with Don Reese, host of Hollywood Connections.
That's right, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Isn't that super cool? That's super cool.
Don.
Yes, Adrian.
All right.
Bye, Rita.
She has two books. She always forgets the other one.
I know. We're going to have her talk more about that next week as well. And, if anybody is out there, I know you have some friends here, Joey, that love soap operas and Days of Our Lives, and Samantha, I'm trying to get her to call back in. But coming up, there's an event. I will be putting this on my Hollywood Connections. But, Peter, can we play that commercial real quick? That one I just sent you?
Yes,
so
we can.
This will sum it up, and if you like soap opera stars, we'll be there in July. Listen.
Just trying to get it warmed.
We're good.
Yeah,
HollywoodConnections.biz. It will be on there as well. I'll put that information if she does not call back.
Rita tell you her book name.
She's not here anymore. She's going to call next week. Adrian,
she left. Oh,
I know.
Wow.
We have only 10 minutes left. Hang on, Adrian. I'll be right back. Hang on. Right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm still here, Dawn.
Adrian, we're going to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Okay.
They're assisting people along the Sun Coast who have been challenged by catastrophic illnesses or affected by autism obtain a service canine. We need your help. Please show your support by attending our annual... For the last 18 years, Samantha's Friends has been assisting people along the Sun Coast who have been challenged by catastrophic illnesses or affected by autism obtain a service canine. We need your help. Please show your support by attending our annual Celebrity Gala brunch and fundraiser. Call Sammy Lee at 941-448-8558 for more information.
Yes.
So how do we get to talk to him?
Adrian, we only have 7 minutes left. I'm going to give Joey your phone number and John your phone number after the show. So we will connect you. And Joey, Adrian's still on the phone with you.
Okay. Adrian, I'm looking forward to meeting with you and talking with you, sir.
Sure. Just dial the 7 numbers, and if you need some money, if we could work it out, we'll try to work it out for you.
Okay. I'm sure John will love to talk to you as well.
Sounds good.
Sure. So, happy to do it, sir.
Sounds great. That's another Hollywood connection. I'm super excited about that. So everybody stay on the line. You know, we have 7 minutes left. It goes so fast, Joey. We're going to have to bring you back with my co-host, dude.
Sure, sure.
And I'll be having the book. I'll be trying to read that as well as the curves workout. I know Mike is listening. And we'll give you more information on that soap opera event coming up. We have 2 of them, actually, that will be on HollywoodConnections.biz. I do have to give a shout out to everybody that is watching to support the show. If you're looking for a good Mother's Day gift, go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code BEACH, B-E-A-C-H. That means that is me. I actually have 2 pillows. I took one from my husband, and that is mine. So
I got one, too.
You got one, too? How do you like it?
It was hers, but she gave it to me.
Oh, okay. So they're helping support our show as well. Mm-hmm. Also, go to theaquavault.com. And the Aqua Vault is something that, you know, it's for your belongings at the beach. Now, I like the other one because I use it at the Lazy River. And it's an actual lock that I'm showing everybody here on the world. And there you go, theaquavault.com. Put in the promo code Hollywood1, which is really important. And thanks for a moment of our time. Now, we also have something super exciting that we're talking about, a toothpaste that is our new whitening toothpaste. Peter, you've been using the whitening toothpaste, right?
I have been.
So
it's
what do
been
you
working out for me, yes.
Good. So what do you like most about the whitening toothpaste?
Tastes good, and it also whitens your teeth.
Have you noticed people saying to you what the difference is?
Yes, I have, actually. Noticed a couple people.
That's
so.
Right. So
it definitely works out, so you should definitely give it a try. It's for a low, affordable price, and it'll definitely work out for you if you use it right.
I appreciate that. And you can inbox me on Facebook under Dawn Reese and this toothing. Yes, it's amazing.
How could anyone use toothpaste in a wrong way, Peter?
Well, this.
Well, you can use it. You can use it too many times there, smart guy, or too less.
It's like if you use it the right way.
Well, you know what? I use my toothpaste first, and then I use that one because that's like, you know, if you have coffee stains and you have to drink coffee and tea, it really does work. And you support our show because we, you know, me and Yvonne pay for this show. And if anybody's out there that has extra money with taxes and says, hey, I've got to donate, well, do me a favor. Go to Dawn, think of morning, Reese, R-E-E-S-E, show at yahoo.com and donate to the show as well because that goes to PayPal. Put that on PayPal. So that helps us out, too. Peter, you know we work hard.
Yes, absolutely. I want to answer his question.
Yes.
There are some people out there that will brush their teeth only once a day. You have to do it 3 times a day or every time you eat. So that's what I say.
We'll get a dentist
on. Well, I mean, it just sounded awkward when you says only if you use it the right way. So I'm thinking maybe somebody's not using it on their teeth and they wonder why their teeth are not brighter.
You're not using it enough, probably. That's what I meant.
You got to put it on the brush, right?
Yeah.
The bottom line is it works. And get in touch with me. Call me at 727.
Yeah, Peter's laughing at that one.
871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788.
You gotta wonder he never saw a Marilyn Monroe movie. What's going on with this guy?
I hope you're enjoying this hour. That's Adrian the Dealmaker. And so anyways, we're back. We have 6 minutes left real quick. Are we doing okay on the phones?
We are doing okay on the phones. We actually have Samantha Lee on the line.
Yes, hold on, everybody. Let's get Samantha back on the phone here. This is really important because this is a syndicated hour on Starcom. Samantha, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, we're super excited. Now, tell everybody on the second hour that we're on 47 stations across the U.S. Woohoo! And tell us about your event coming up in July.
It's Samantha's Friends Presents Black Diamonds. It's a charity fundraiser, 501c3. All of our proceeds go to Kids and Canines. We have a morning where you laugh, you cry, you just have when you leave, you just have a warm feeling in your heart. We have celebrities from Days of Our Lives, oops, and Hawaii 5-0, Christopher Sean.
Okay, Christopher Sean from Hawaii 5-0. Who's the one from Days of Our Lives?
Martha Madison. And
Martha Madison.
On Ladies of the Lake.
Ladies.
As well.
Okay.
Jordy Velasco and Eric Martzloff.
Super cool.
And then from Bold and Beautiful, we have Patrika Darbo. We also have the Miss Florida's present and past.
Erica Dunlap, yes.
And Erica Dunlap, she was Miss America 2004. She will be there performing.
I judged her in many pageants, and all she said was, I want to be Miss America. We got more, Samantha. Give your phone number. We got 3 minutes left. I need you at the station next week with your mom. Bottom line. Okay?
By the way.
Yes, by the way, give your phone number where they can buy tickets. We have 2 minutes.
941-518-3906 or 941-448-8558.
Perfect, Samantha. I will see you hopefully at the station next week. We got to go, and I got to get back to our guest. And God bless you. Are doing such an amazing thing, what you're doing, and I'd love to have you as my reporter.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yes, we definitely, I will definitely, you know, let you know, and we'll have to talk about that.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you, Samantha. Also, too, okay. Thank you. I also have some meetings coming up, Peter. I just want to shout out to Pete with the Choice Network. I told him I was going to give him a shout out. Andrew Heller is going to be on his show, I think, next week.
Oh, very cool.
In Clearwater. They're an internet show as well. So they wanted to come over and talk about some things. So
networking is always.
Yeah, all the time. I'll
when
tell
do you,
you
stop talking? You're doing Facebook Live. You're networking. You're selling toothpaste. What do you sell? Hot dogs on the side? What else do you do?
That's a good idea, actually. I heard you can make
some
good
people can make some money doing it a different way.
We have 2 minutes left. It's so cool. Actually, no, I sell toothpaste. I sell toothpaste. So anyways, we have 2 minutes. Joey, thank you so much for being here. And John, are you still on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I'll hook you up with my reporter. Any last words you have? We have 2 minutes. Anything that you'd like to say? John?
Yeah, sorry, as you called in, a buddy of mine, J.D. Peckett, just called in from, and I need to put him on hold for just a second if you can.
Well, we're just closing the show. It's almost over. Jada, we have a minute.
You talking about Will Smith's wife? Pardon? Jada Pinkett, isn't that Will Smith's wife?
I don't know. We have a minute left. We have to close the show. Thank you, John, for calling. Joey, thank you so much for being here. CBF Productions, Deborah, you're amazing with all the hard work that you've been doing. If you need an agent, if you want to get connected in show business, you have a song, you want to be on my show, call me 727-871-7788. Remember, give all the glory and honor to God in the morning and day and night, and watch things happen, because without him in your life, you're around the Paris Circle. I'm Dawn Reese Peter. Thank you so much for being here. Power 106. Thank you, Shock, for opportunity as well. And anything else, Joey? The book, where they can buy it?
Marilyn Monroe Confidential. They can order it through Amazon like you did.
That's right. And it's coming in the mail soon. And I want to thank everybody, our reporters, Nicholas Wolf out there. I want to thank Alexia out there. I want to thank Madeline and Ellen. And I think we're good, right?
We're good to go. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 for the only entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area that you should listen to. That's Hollywood Connections.
Dot biz. Check me out. Bye, everybody. God bless. Okay.